Live in studio is both Principal Tyler Jack and also Chantel Johnson with the PTO, both from Osmond Elementary, to give us an update on the swing set fundraiser that was recently held. Principal Jack, Chantel, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Great. Good morning.
Well, appreciate you stepping in the studio once again. We had you on the air a couple weeks ago to tell us about the fundraiser that was taking place. Now that it's over, thought we better have you back in to talk about it. Principal Jack, let's start with you. And for those that missed the first interview, maybe remind us what this is all for and the need for the swing set at Osmond.
Yeah, so just we have so many great things going at Osmond and so many great staff and wonderful things. As the kids are outside playing, there's some good climbing equipment and a lot of space. But swings haven't been in the picture for quite some time. And so kind of this whole effort was to get something going so that we could add a swing set. A lot of the kids have come up and asked for that. Staff have asked for that. You know, honestly, I think every school, even high school, should have a swing set. I mean, there's just something about getting on a swing that's pretty soothing and nostalgic. So that was this whole effort, was to be able to bring that not only to the school, but to the community of Osmond. A lot of groups gather there and have family parties or community parties or gatherings, and it would just benefit the community as well.
So you looped in the PTO to help, obviously, Chantel. The Education Foundation kind of pitched in also. Remind us how much money you needed to raise to make this all happen.
So our target for this was $20,000 to be able to get this, and that doesn't even cover all of it. There's other matching grants and donations there, and so that's quite the undertaking to be able to come up with that amount. And so the PTO, though, they always come through. They're fantastic, and all their hard work paid off.
Always come to. So, Chantel, let's talk about the auction. I bet it was, as this thing went on, I bet it was pretty amazing to see the community just hop right on board and all the items that were donated. And maybe touch on that a little, on what it was like to see it come together.
Yeah, Duke, it was really exciting to see. I mean, we all know this. This community is really generous, and so when you put on something like this, it's really inspiring and heartwarming, I guess, to just see the number of people that come through. I think the number was, we had 127 different donations.
Wow.
There was a lot of really creative things. We had baked goods, you know, gift certificates, lots of different things that people were able to donate, but it's just really awesome. One of the things that I really like to see was some of the students at Osmond donated things. They had, you know, baked goods or walking a dog and things like that. I thought that's pretty awesome when we've got these young kids stepping up to kind of help get this these swing sets for their school.
Well, I know we donated to be a DJ for a day, and one of the teachers actually won it, and she's going to make her husband come in and DJ. So we're looking forward to that. It'll be a good time. So the goal was 20,000, Chantel. It looks like you just barely hit it, right?
We did. The final number, and there was actually a couple of extra donations that came in after the auction was over. But so the final number was $20,322.15.
Fantastic.
So we hit our goal, and we are so grateful for the community for stepping up and being awesome.
So Principal Jack, what does that mean now? Swing set coming?
Absolutely, yeah. It takes a little time, of course. I've had some sixth graders pretty mad at me that it's not in place already today. But I hope they'll come back and enjoy it over the summer or next year. But yeah, that is in the works. So there is a process to that. It's already out to bid. So it's in the paper, I believe, already. And the bidding period ends on the 24th of May. So we're hoping to get some bids there. And then, of course, it has to go through the board and, you know, all the process there. But our hope is that it's in place before school starts or worst case scenario, into the fall a little bit. But we're hoping to have that ready for next school year and in place and ready to go. It's quite a process. People say, why does it cost so much for swings? I hear that so much. There's a lot more to it, all the rules, the OSHA rules, and they have to dig so many feet deep and create cement barriers, and it has to be 40 feet wide, you know, all these different things, landscaping, drainage system, remove sprinklers. There's a lot of components to it.
It's not just the swing set you put in your backyard. Is
exactly,
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So, well, that's exciting news. Chantel, are you any final loose ends that need to be wrapped up with the auction, or is it pretty much ready to roll?
It's pretty much done. I was really impressed. I was worried after the auction was over that we'd have to hassle people about getting their donations to the person that won or paying or whatever, but within, I think, 1 week, we had everybody pay. Most people paid on the very first day. And a lot of them that paid by credit card covered their own credit card fees. And so that was something we didn't have to worry about. So now everybody did really great, and we've pretty much wrapped it up.
Fantastic. Again, in studio, Principal Tyler Jack from Osmond Elementary and with the PTO, Chantel Johnson. Congratulations, guys. Well done. Anything else on this that you feel is worth mentioning here while we have you on the air?
I would just throw out a huge, massive thank you. I was humbled, and every day as I look at that, it just caught fire. That auction caught fire, brought me to tears a few times, just seeing how generous people were and what they were willing to be a part of for this greater cause. And I hope it's something that's in place for generations to come that communities and the students at the school can enjoy. So love this community, and thank you so much for all your support.
Well, Principal Jack, I think once this thing is built, we need to inaugurate it with you doing a backflip out of the one of swings as the first ride. What do you say?
And then I'll have to start a hospital fundraiser.
That's Principal Tyler Jack, Chantel Johnson, also in studio. Guys, thank you so much.